Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
My what?
Your zip code.
Oh, yeah, zip code. 78526.
You said 78526?
Yes, ma'am.
Your first and last name?
Fernando Garcia.
Spell that last name for me, sir.
G-A-R-C-I-A.
And can you verify your shipping address?
My shipping address is 5211 Killian Avenue, Brownsville, Texas, 78526.
Thank you for that. I do have the account located. It looks like it's for the Cosmic Scope. How may I help you?
Yes. Yes, I received that package a few days ago, and I tried them, and actually I'm not really satisfied with the product, and I would like to return it.
All right. Give me one moment, sir. Give me just a moment, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
I'm just reaching out to my supervisor, just a few more moments.
Okay.
And what exactly is it that you were not satisfied with about the product, sir, so that I can get that over to corporate?
Well, you know, I was expecting to be able to use it the way it was advertised on your website or online, and I didn't get the same result, so I don't think it is fair for me to keep them, because, I mean, I was expecting something better.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment.
Can you see my email address on your screen?
Yeah, your email address is fdogarcia956@gmail.com.
Yes. Yes, I tried to send an email requesting a return ticket, but I haven't received any feedback.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding, sir. And you said you did send an email. You're waiting on a response back?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you confirm by sending me a
Okay, so I can get you assisted today. Now, this is one of our top branding products. I do want to let you know that there will be a restocking fee to return the product. But if you would like, we can allow you to keep that product with a 25% refund.
No. I want to keep them. I mean, I don't have use for them. I was actually expecting a better quality product. How much is the restocking fee?
The restocking fee is 10%.
How come that wasn't mentioned when I purchased it?
Okay, so it is over the website, sir.
Well, I guess, yes. Go ahead and charge that 10%.
give me one moment and I'll be back with your RMA number, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment while I get that done for you. All right. Are you ready for that RMA number? You'll place this number on the outside of the package when returning the product.
Do I need to write it down, or are you going to send it over by email?
We'll have to give the RMA number over the phone.
Let me get something to write with.
No problem.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be capital D as in David, the number 5, capital F as in Frank, the number 2, capital C as in cat, 2, 3, capital B as in boy, 4, 7, 7, 9.
And what exactly is this number?
That's a return merchandise authorization. When returning your product, you'll put that number on the outside of the package.
Okay.
And once we receive the product back, you will be refunded. The warehouse will automatically refund you.
This is going to be sent via FedEx or
USPS.
And it's already a paid shipment? I mean, I don't have to pay for the shipment?
You'll have to go to your post office to receive a shipping label, sir.
Yeah, but I don't have to pay for it, right?
I'm not sure how that works with your post service. We don't pay for it, though. So if you're trying to return it and they charge you for it, then you will have to pay for it. I'm not sure if they'll bill you or not, though.
Because the product is not damaged, and I'm not satisfied with it. You should be paying for it.
Well, no, sir. We don't pay to receive a product back into the warehouse, sir. But you can check with your post office to see about that, but you will receive your refund once we receive our product back.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support.